Alright, so what's good, people? Let's just talk it out real quick. So music news update. I'm sure everybody has heard about it, and it necessarily doesn't affect a lot of, well, no, I can't say that. The only music artist this news affects is rappers that are trying to be signed. So major music labels, companies, record companies are of the mindset now that they are not signing any rappers. They have no intention of signing any rappers. Their focus is Afrobeats artists from overseas and Latin artists. That's their focus on who they're signing. Now, I understand there'll be some outliers. There'll be some special people that will be signed or could get signed. And that's not to say that no rappers won't be signed. They said their focus is Afrobeats artists and Latin artists. And basically, from all the talks that I've heard, I watched Curtis King talk about this. I saw a post on Instagram about this, and basically the reasoning for it is the lack of positivity in the music and being able to market the music. And you can't put the music in like certain commercials or whatever. With all that being said, from a business standpoint, I understand that. They're trying to shift to make more money. I understand that. But at the same time, you'll get these now, basically they're talking about, a lot of music, rap music that talks about negative life aspects or whatever could be perceived as negative life aspects and circumstances and situations. I think that's a lot of what they're not going for. But at the same time, you got Meek Mill speaking out about talking about record labels are incentivizing rappers to make that kind of music. I can't remember who said it, but and this wasn't Meek Mill. They were saying YouTube is the YouTube music department, not YouTube music department. Music departments are paying niggas to beef. Or record labels are paying niggas to beef. I'm gonna have to dig back in and find who said that, because I remember that being said. Some music record labels are paying rappers to be in beefs or incentivizing beefs or going back and forth. I guess mainly the going back and forth of diss tracks or whatever. So with all that being said, they don't want nothing to do with this type of music. But for years, they done capitalized off of it. They done made mockeries of it. They done, they profited off of that kind of music. But now, for me, I see it as a good thing. That kind of music won't necessarily have to be in the forefront. You know what I'm saying? And I understand everybody, there are people that grow up in those circumstances and that is their life. But at the same time, you got people who don't have to live that life but are choosing to get into that life so they can have something to rap about instead of just being creative and rapping about something that interests them. So with that, this could be a good thing, this could be a bad thing. I think it'll probably be more so not the greatest of situations for rappers whose content is of that, either way it go, it could be the change we need in music. So I was watching Curtis King's episode, and he was talking about this. And he had a clip in there from this artist. I forgot the last part of his name. From this artist from Cincinnati, Ohio. His name was Lantana. I want to say Lantana Easy. I feel like I'm saying it wrong, but and he was like, you know why the vibe be off in the club? The vibe be off in the club, cause we sitting around in the club listening to all the serial killer music. We sitting in the club there to have a good time, and 20 songs about killing and murdering and blah 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 and all this other negative stuff, and we trying to have a good time, and then you wonder why somebody in there on edge. When I tell you my mind fucking exploded when I thought about that, that made perfect fucking sense. Now mind you, the last time I've been to a club, I can't even say I've been to a club. Last time I was in a club type environment, I was performing. And I don't do my rap music when I go to the club, because a lot of my rap music is not relatable to the demographic that's in that club, if that makes sense. So it's rare that I do any of my hip-hop or rap shit when I go to a club. I'm usually doing like my R&B stuff, you know what I'm saying, the singing shit, you know what I'm saying, some chill shit. Then on top of that, after and I notice that every time when I get in there, it's either somebody talking about I think my class of music artists in the city, my age group of music artists in the city is less on that type of time, but it still be some songs in there. And I'm not gonna sit here in front like I don't enjoy those type of songs. I do like some of those songs. I do like a lot of those songs. But I don't think that should be, you know, I don't think we need to play those in the club. I don't. Like, you got a room packed full of niggas, somebody step on somebody's shoe, and then Lil Jon and East Side Boys come on, or Crime Mob come on, it's a wrap for the night. It's a wrap, especially if somebody snuck their shit in the club. It's a whole wrap. So it is what it is when it comes to that, and that's why I've a long while ago, I slowly moved away from going clubbing or wanting to club, and some other reasons why too. But at the same time, I just, at certain points, I stopped feeling like it was the place to be. Now, unless it was like, I'll say this, which is really fucked up. We're not fucked up, it's just like, damn, that's crazy. Unless it was the club environment was where they play like the top 40 radio hits or whatever you call it, I felt at ease, but I felt out of place. I'm like, I ain't trying to hear this shit, man. So at that point, it's with the, if I'm gonna be awkward in the non-cultural club, the I know that's weird to say, not the club that I don't feel culturally welcome at, but they play some of the shit that I like, versus the club I know I'm culturally welcome at, they gonna play all the shit I like, but there's a chance that some shit might happen. I just rather stay home and listen to music. You know what I'm saying? So that's the case. Let's just cut the middleman out, and I'll do this every once in a while, or I'm only doing this when I'm going out to perform. On another note, I just come across information about there being music unions. And music unions for independent record labels, major music artists, independent record labels, independent artists, a paid and a free tier for the independent artist. And I thought that was cool. At some point today, I'm going to take the time and check out the website. And I'm definitely going to sign up for the free tier. Once things are rolling to where so I'll say this. I'm not against paying for the paid tier. I want to get in and see how the free tier works, because also they have a independent record label tier where you pay shares. You pay your dues through shares of your music. So with that being said, it's just like I'm going to be looking around. But that sparked my interest. The name of the company is A2IM. A2IM, I believe. And check that out. Look that up because I'm sure that could be helpful, especially for a lot of us there. A lot of us doing things on our own. A lot of DIYers. So I don't know. I just wanted to talk to y'all real quick and see what y'all thought about that. Like, comment. Not like, comment. I don't know. If it's comment somewhere, you can drop a comment. Like the podcast. If you find something helpful in this quick music news update rant, share it. You know what I'm saying? Share it with somebody who will find this interesting. If there's a rating system, rate it. If you don't like this shit, don't like it. If you love it, love it. You know what I mean? But I'm going to get up off of here. I'm driving, which I shouldn't be doing this while I'm driving, but you know, ain't nothing I gotta look at the screen for real. I could just talk and go about my business. Anyway, hope y'all having a good day. Work on something today. Be creative. Share some creative energy. Take in whatever creative energy you need to get through the day. And have a great day. I'll holler at y'all.